It is time now for Wonderful Water, our weekly, monthly rather, check-in with the folks at OWASA, the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. OWASA.org is their website to go and find out more about them. Coming up soon, OWASA customers across our community will be getting the utility's annual water quality report card with details about work they're prioritizing, plus a rundown of testing levels for the drinking water. Katie Harwell is the laboratory supervisor at OWASA's water treatment plant on Jones Ferry Road. She joins us on the phone today to say a little bit more about the annual report card. Katie, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me with you.
So first of all, give us the rundown. What are the highlights from what people can expect to see?
Sure. So we're happy to announce that once again, we have met or surpassed all of the water quality guidelines and requirements. That's something we really pride ourselves on, and the whole team works, you know, across the board to make sure we achieve. And we also highlight, you know, some of the work that happens behind the scenes to make sure that that happens.
So what goes into testing the water every year?
Yeah, so it's a whole team effort. We have three lab analysts and then myself in the lab, and then we have eight plant operators. So we're all doing testing. The analysts go out to the lakes and sample the water out, our source water, before it's received any treatment. We're also testing the water, you know, once it's made its way to the plant. The operators are testing the water continuously, 24/7, to make sure that the processes are running smoothly. And we do all of the regulatory testing, which is, you know, what's reported in that report card.
What are they testing for?
We test for a whole lot of different things. We want to make sure that there's not any bacteria that could be harmful. We are testing to adjust the treatment process throughout its process in the plant, and also as it's leaving the plant and going out into the community for our customers. So the analysts are also out in our service area most days of the week collecting samples, making sure that the water, you know, after it's left our plant and is out going to our customers' taps, is still achieving those high standards that we hold.
Speaking with Katie Harwell again, lab supervisor at the OWASA Water Treatment Plant, talking about the annual report card, which folks in the community will be getting fairly soon. And positive results this year, is there any change between, or 2019, I guess I should say, is there any change between 2019 and previous years?
So we don't see much change year to year because the standards don't really change very often. But one thing that is in this year's report card is some unregulated compounds. The EPA requires that utilities test for a different suite of compounds every few years as they're collecting data to determine if they want to create new regulations. And so we're happy to participate in that. Some of those results are reported in last year's report card that's coming out to our customers right now. And otherwise, you know, the results really don't change much year to year.
So this is a 2019 report card. So obviously everyone's thinking about COVID-19. All these numbers are pre-COVID, the before time, as it were. How is COVID-19 affecting you and your work right now?
You know, it's not affecting anything that our customers are going to see, but we are really working hard behind the scenes. We have plenty of staff that are working remotely, you know, office staff. But at the plant, we're still fully staffed. We're still going out doing all of the required testing in our community. You know, the big change for this year's report card was that we were doing a lot more of it via email and you know, web meetings, but the data and how the analyses are performed is all unchanged. We're just making sure that we're keeping our customers and our staff safe.
Again, speaking with Katie Harwell, OWASA.org for more information about OWASA, and you can get more information about the water quality there too. But the report card is going to be going straight to customers, right? How will people be getting it?
Correct. So there was a link sent out in this month's bills that lots of customers have already received, and some customers may be receiving, you know, this week. And we're also sending out a flyer this year, a shorter mailer that includes some of the highlights, as well as a link to the full report card. And the full report card is available on our website. That flyer should be arriving in customers' mailboxes this week. And the website is live now. You can get to it at OWASA.org. I believe then Water Health. But like I said, it's in customers' bills, and there's the flyers going out.
Cool. So if people want any more information beyond what they're getting, what can they do?
They should reach out to us. They can reach out to info@owassa.org, or they can call the main Owassa number, 919-968-4421, I believe. And we have customer service staff available to answer questions or forward on to the right people, which may be me.
Anything else that folks ought to know about the report card or about the work that goes on at the WASA every day, your work?
Just know that there's a really dedicated team behind the scenes making sure that, you know, when you turn on your water, you don't really need to think about it. It's there, it's safe, and it's ready to be used. We really pride ourselves in all the work that goes into it, and it's a huge team effort. There's not one single person doing this. It's all of us working together closely to make sure that we're achieving the high quality that we expect. And I would also plug that we have a lot of information on our website. So if customers have additional questions, they could definitely go to owassa.org.
Again, owassa.org, the website, and look in your mailbox for that flyer from Owassa sometime in the next couple of weeks if it hasn't gotten there already. Wonderful Water, brought to you in partnership with Owassa. Katie Harwell, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.